So we're speaking on love, so tell your neighbor you love them real quick and get that over with. That's so corny right now. But you know something? I can say it, and I believe it, and I really do love the church. I love you guys. God loves you. Jesus loves you. Love my family. Love all of them. I miss my buddy Brett today. So, you better make sure, all you young kids, better make sure you know where your friends are going. Make sure they mark they're going to heaven. No other place will do. You know what drives people to your membership class, the 10 or whatever people are going to be in Mark's membership class today, is the love of Jesus. You don't join a church that you can't stand, do you? It's okay to join a church where the pastor's weird. And that dude, I know the kids are going, that old man is really weird. But I'm really in love with the Lord. That makes it okay. Let's drop the screen, and we got a quick video for you. But let me take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 8. That way you'll know what biblical love is and what it sounds like, what it looks like, and you'll be able to, you'll know the ingredients that makes up the Lord. You'll talk about that in your membership class. You go, I want to know what God's like, and what's the ingredients there, and what's his makeup, what's his DNA. I'm going to give you God's DNA here. Out of 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It's about 4 through 8. It's not many verses. I promise I'll be there. I was in Romans, and it's just not in there. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. Thank God for that. The two things I'm going to be talking about today is the ingredient that God is. He's patient and he's kind. So we know he's patient with you. He was patient with me and the rest of y'all until you come to saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ on your own. You'll have to do that on your own. Nobody can make you. No, you can't. Nobody can make you get saved. No one can actually, I want to be careful I say this, no one can actually even like lead you to the Lord. You have to be willing to come to the Lord. People can show you how to receive the Lord and what he's done. My testimony is my walk, and by the way I act, you'll see that. And you'll be attracted to the Lord. Amen? Same as you. People see Christ in you, the way you act, the language you use, and they're like, man, I wanna, they're weird, but I'd like that. Hallelujah? So love is patient and it's kind. I'm gonna talk about these two things. Kindness is something that we are to show to everybody, regardless of what they show you. Even tailgaters. Yeah, I rolled down my window the other day. They pulled right up alongside of me and my wife, and he was all up in my mix. And I guess people think because I drive a little car that I've lost all my testosterone. I have not lost a drop of it. I rolled the window down, but I was kind. When you pull up next to a guy, you know he's looking at you. You might as well go ahead and give the look that way anyways. And I just said, yeah. And I just said, yeah, whatever, man. And rolled my window back up. What keeps you restrained is the love of Jesus and the mandate for you to be kind to them, regardless if their brights are on. or they beat you at the light, or whatever the case, you're mandated to be kind to them because that's the way Jesus was to you, even when you didn't deserve it. Hello? And then verse 7. And I'm going to enlighten you on some things that have happened in my life. Love bears all things. We have to bear all the social media that's going on right now. And the majority of it, Mike, is fear-mongering. If they can't get you through the pandemic or through the mask or through the weather. Look at me, everybody. Watch this. It's cold outside. It's okay. It's February. Watch this. Wear a coat. Does everybody feel better now? I don't need anybody calling me on the phone. We got a phone call from a local utility company that told us it was cold outside to be prepared. I don't know about you, but I've lived through 57 Februaries. And I never needed a utility company to call me and tell me it was going to be cold. I realized that when the snow fell out of the sky all on my own. Just say amen. It's not July. And then when July comes around, they'll go, oh, Pastor, it's so hot outside. And I will always say, it's not as hot as hell is. I have to bear all this stuff just like you do until God comes back to get you. And we do all that in the spirit of love. So here's what he says before we pray for the offering. If I speak in the tongues of men, go ahead, drop the house lights down and we'll get our video on pause. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but I have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. That means you're that person that just wah, wah, wah. You have to operate in a spirit of love so people will be attracted to you, then they'll be attracted to Jesus. Amen? Let's pray on that note for that, and then we'll show you a wonderful message of love from my buddy John Hagee. Father God, the message of love has broken down strongholds all through eternity. And we realize today, Father God, that when you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross, it wasn't nails that kept him to the cross. It was the love for a lost and dying world. It is love that breaks resentment and anger. It's love that holds marriages together. It's love that holds families together. It's love that pieces together in-laws and outlaws and ex-laws, Father God. It is the banner of love that your church is built on. And we pray, Lord God, that there be a baptism, not only of the Holy Spirit, but baptize us in your love today. I pray, Father God, today that the offering be blessed, the message be blessed, the video be blessed, that all who hear it today will be blessed when they leave. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let the offering be picked up. Applaud the Lord and roll the video.
Our lives are shaped by those that love us, and our lives are shaped by those that refuse to love us. The sweetest music that reaches to the highest heaven is the beating of two hearts that truly love each other. To love abundantly is to live abundantly. And to love forever is to live forever. Love is the doorway through which the human soul passes from selfishness to service. Love does that. The three most profound words in human speech is God is love. The Bible says it's beyond human comprehension. Love is more than the characteristic of God. God is love. He does not try to love you. He cannot help but love you because that's what he is. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God is love. It is a concert that surpasses the knowledge of men. No man can adequately describe it. No man can adequately understand it, because the Bible says it surpasses knowledge. There are three kinds of love. Which kind do you have? There's the if kind of love. If you do this, I'll love you. If you succeed, I'll love you. If you come up to my expectations, I'll love you. The because kind of love. I love you because you're intelligent. I love you because you have money. I love you because you're beautiful and you're handsome. And then there's the in spite of kind of love, God's love. I love you in spite of your failures. I love you in spite of your miserable past. I love you in spite of your weaknesses and your faults. God's love, I loved you, faults, failures, and all. When God saw you through the eyes of love, he was looking at your potential. He was not looking at your past. Those of you who are going through indescribable circumstances, when you see God and God sees you, lift up your heads and rejoice. The best is yet to be. Every battle you go through, every heartache you endure, every tear you shed makes the love of God richer and purer in your life. People will stop loving you. Husbands will abandon their wives, and wives will abandon their husbands without cause. Parents will abandon their children. Man's love will fail you, but the love of God will never fail you. God the Father loves you with an everlasting love. He will never give up on you. He will always be there when you call. He'll put his arms around you. He'll heal you. In the darkest night, he will whisper,
"Thank you,
I am with you.
I'm with you. Be bold,
be strong. I will never leave you nor forsake you to the ends of the earth." But the mark of Christianity is being to love the unlovable. That's the love of God. And you can't do that unless the love of God is in you. Love is not what you say. Love is what you do. You're not living until you discover the love of God. And when you find it, let it baptize you. Explode in your life. And it will bring to you a personal growth and development and spiritual prosperity you didn't know a human being could have.
Would you rise with me? Me and my daughter are going to pray for you today before we get in the message. Father God, today, we just want you to know, Father God, as a family, how much we love you and how much we love this church and how honored we are to be a member of it. And we're honored that all the people are gathered here on this very cold day in St. Louis to bring you honor and glory. We ask you to bless the message today, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, God bless you all, and applaud the Lord. You may be seated. So the message is obviously on love, and it's coming from Ephesians 5. I sent this out to, I'll tell you funny. I send this out to my staff and the people that are working the booth and these kind of things, and somebody sends me back, "What book are we in?" So I send them the chapter and the references, but I didn't send the book, so that was kind of funny. I go, "Why do you need to know the book?" So, therefore, be imitators of God. As beloved children, we'll read this and we'll go back and chop it up because there's a lot of things in here that are noteworthy. So let me say this before we get going. If you're trying to get a breakthrough on relationships, healing, finances, salvation, children, grandchildren, jobs, any of that, it'll all have to work through the spirit of love. Nothing works unless it's done in love. And I've given examples before, and some people understood it, some did not. You don't have to love God if you don't want to. He's not going to make you love him. That's called free will. And ladies, you remember the snotty-nosed fifth grader that chased you down on the playground that wanted, he loved you, but you didn't love him. And you wagged your finger at him and said, that ain't love, or I'm not, whatever it was. That's an example of what true love is. Love is something that is voluntary. That is something God puts on your heart, and then you either have to act on it or not. You either have to act on it or not. So there's some foundation laid out for you, Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love as Christ loved us. So you'll have to get the love walk down. Say that with me, love walk. You'll have to get that down. And trust me, to get it down, you won't do it in your own power. It'll have to be in the power of God. You'll never love people unless the love of Jesus resides in your heart. Because let's be honest, right now in 2021, it's not only hard to love people, it's hard to even like some people. Let's try to just like some people. And we can't even muster up enough like in our lives to actually say with all honesty, we actually like somebody or we love somebody. That can only come and through the Spirit and the love of Jesus Christ. Amen? Because some people are just hard to like or love. But sexual immorality, impurity, or covetousness may not be named among you as it is proper for among the saints. Let there be no filthiness, nor foolish talk, nor crude joking, which are out of place, but instead let there be thanksgiving. That'll be a noteworthy one there. Boom. So let there be thanksgiving. So instead of all the crazy jokes and all the different things out there, God's just saying, hey, just go out there and be thankful for who you are in me and that I'm in you and this kind of thing. So there's a noteworthy point right there in the center of some of the things that I'm going to be covering. 5:5, senior. For you may be sure of this, everyone who is sexually immoral or impure or is covetous, that is an idolater, has no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. What are we teaching our children today? All love is good? Not really. Not unless it's from God. Verse 6, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them. And at one time you were in darkness, but now you are in the light of the world. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of the light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness. Instead, expose them, for it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it will become visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best of your time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. But be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, and giving thanks always for everything to God in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. So this is the word of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to stop right there because that's just about really all you can cover in the time allotted for today. But I want to challenge you, so for the husbands and the wives, and just slide in a little marriage counseling, not because you need it, but I want you to share it with your friends that are really struggling in their marriage. It goes on to talking about, the guys beat their chest when I read the verse 22. Wives, submit to your own husbands. The guys go, oh, did you hear that? Did you hear what he said? But it goes on and talks about how the guy's supposed to love the woman like Christ loved the church. And it's unconditional, so just go, oh, what do you see? So that's a good one to go through. And when you go, when wives and husbands go through that, sit and let that marinate in your spirit. And ask God to speak to you through that. And then you'll find out that the marriage gets stronger and stronger as the guy acts like Jesus. I don't know, it's just kind of a novel concept. And then you find out that you have a wonderful submissive wife who loves you. Let's get back to the message, Joe. So this is part of it too, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children. Imitate God in the way I walk, in the way I talk, in the way I get up, in the way I go to bed, in the way I work, in the way I talk, in the way I help people and share my things with people. So show someone that you love them today by sharing ice cream with them today. That's what came up in my spirit, so I'm sharing it with you. I had a drumstick last night. A drumstick. They are wonderful little morsels of wonderfulness. I wasn't going to eat when we got done eating pizza. I'm on this 9-to-5 diet. You only eat from 9 to 5. And then once it gets to 4:59, I'm just piling on there. But last night was a cheat night. And I wasn't going to eat. Steve wasn't even going to eat an ice cream, but I knew they was in there. You can only walk back and forth in front of the refrigerator, and he goes, I love you. And it's the message of love. It's clear. And it's not lust. It truly is love. So this is how my mind works. Walk in love. So once you get the love walk down, you'll have the rest of it. I'm going to walk, close your eyes, and just say this or not, I'm going to walk like Jesus. However you do, I don't know what that means in your world. I know what it means in mine. For the most part, it's first of all, Mark, bite your tongue just a little bit. Just bring in the speech first. Conquer the tongue, like James says. It can do some serious damage. It starts like a spark, and then it goes into the forest fire and all the things and all the different things. If we could just get this together, I think the world would be a different place. If we could just guard our speech. So that, for me, speaks volumes to me, to walk in love. Say that with me, walk in love. And then down to 3, it says, but sexual immorality, impurity, or covetedness must not be named. So we know what sexual immorality, impurity, and all those things are. Those are things out there you shouldn't be dabbling in or looking at on the internet and all this kind of thing. Let's get into covetedness. Say that with me, covetedness. That means you want what other people have. That's what we're teaching in society now. We'll dabble in this just a little bit. Covetedness means I want good grades, but I don't want to study or take the test. I want the degree, but I want the hard work to go with it. In society now, teachers are told, just pass them. Hold on for a second. Just pass them. Just say that with me. Just pass them. And then those kids are going to be wanting jobs where you work or the businesses you own. And they will come, and then they'll want the paycheck, but they don't want to work. Here's the deal. Scott, just mail me the check. I'll tell everybody I'm working, but I'm really not, but I still want you to pay me anyways, because that's what the school did. I didn't work, but they passed me anyways. That goes along, hold on for a second. That goes along the same model of when you play the game, everybody gets a trophy. No, 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 no. When they play the game today called the Super Bowl, they only give one trophy. They give the trophy away to the winner of the game. Covetedness. I want what you got, but I don't want to work for it. That's where we're at in society now. We want what other people have, but we don't want to do the hard work to get it. Or some people might run around and think that you owe them something. You owe me something. Well, knock on my door. And I'll tell you what I owe you. I owe you absolutely, positively nothing. And neither does Jesus. But the only reason you're getting anything is because he loves you just the way you are. But as far as deserving anything, all you really deserve is hellfire and damnation because of your sinful nature. But Jesus loves me. This I know. Oh, buddy, you ought to be singing it today. Covetedness is something that has just absolutely taken over the world. We want things that we shouldn't have because we never applied the work to get it in the first place. So he says, don't let that be named among you. He said, make sure that there's no filthy or foolish talk or crude joking that is out of place. He said, but let there be thanksgiving. So instead of the crude jokes and the bad jokes and the slandering and the talking and all that stuff, why don't you share the love of Jesus Christ with everybody that's out there and tell everybody how thankful you are that God has saved your wretched soul and how God sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for your sin and all his blood that was spilled and his body to be broken. That's what communion with the Lord means. Share that on the 10 o'clock news. They said that they will have no, and it says for, in verse 5, he says, the immoral, the impure, the covetous will have no inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. And you know what disobedience is. You have inherent knowledge today what's right and what's wrong. And then when you get saved and you get baptized by the Holy Spirit tells you about the things that are heavenly that God expects. Therefore, do not become partners with him. I want to be partners with him. Here's the deal. I know they're not believers right now, Pastor, but I'm going to tell you what, with these looks right here, I can convert them. With the muscles, I can convert them. I want them in my business because they're smart. I want them in my business because they got a lot of money. And then after they're in the business with you for a while, you find out that they don't think the way you think. I said they don't think the way you think. Their values aren't the same values that you have. They like to do things sometimes underhanded and you do not. You like to honor the Lord and they don't know the Lord. And I'll caution all young people like I have before. Don't base your love on the beauty or the handsomeness of that young lady or that young man. Because we all know today, as adults, gravity has its effects on everyone. You ever been to a class reunion? Amen. And they start the conversation with gravity's really been rough on you. I said, it's been rough on you too, dude. Like, they always say that to me. They said, Pastor, you're getting gray. I said, man, I've been gray for 10 years. Where you been at? Or say, well, why are you dying yours? I know yours is gray too. You get it in a minute. So back to this love walk. So he says, don't become partners with him. We know that ungodly partners end up pulling godly partners down. For at one time you were in the darkness, but now you are the light of the world. Walk as children of the light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. We run around all over the world today trying to figure out what God's will is for your life. Go to church, pray, read your Bible, and you'll know what God's plan is for your life, for your children's life, and for your grandchildren's life. You won't have any more guesswork about it. And we as parents and grandparents are supposed to teach our children these things that the Bible speaks of. Amen. He says, verse 12 says, for it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret, but when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible, for anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore, it says, awake, O sleeper. Now, I want to ask you a question with your eyes closed. Do you remember when you were, your life before Jesus, you were just kind of sleepwalking around and just kind of doing your thing and didn't have any real purpose? That's what he's talking about here in the Bible. He said you're just kind of slumbering around. You're just kind of sleeping. You don't really know your purpose. And he says, arise from the dead and Christ will shine on you. So what does that shine look like when it's shining on people? They display love. They display godly character. They display kindness. They display goodness. They display all the things that are righteous that the Bible speaks of. That's the light of Jesus Christ. And you never put a bushel over the top. Let your light shine brightly, especially in 2021. We're living in such a dark world right now. Verse 15 says, look carefully then how you walk, not as the unwise, but as wise. So every morning, pray the prayer that Solomon prays. God, give me a wise heart. Every morning I pray that prayer. God, please make me wise for the decisions of the day. And then when we're wise and making our decisions day after day after day, that's when we truly become successful, not only in a worldly stance, but in the eyes of the Lord. A lot of times people want to know why they're never moving forward. It's because they spend all their time trying to pull themselves out of a pit. Or a family member. Or a friend that never ends up coming to the Lord. Do you have a friend like that today? They don't want to come to the Lord, but you spend all your time and all your energy and all your money on that person over and over and over again. Don't you get it yet? They don't want to come to the Lord. Spending on some time with some people that want to understand and learn about the love of Jesus Christ. Verse 16 says, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. I want to ask you that about your time today. What are you doing with your time? I think everybody has the same allotted time out there. And we were at a conference one day. And me and my wife have a friend that's a CEO of Thrive. Her name's Bridget. And they were doing some studies about how much time young people spend on the internet and or their phone. And she was asking all of us old people out there in the audience, how much time do you think? Because they were trying to witness to all these kids that are out there on social media. They were trying to figure out what kind of a brand they could do to witness to all these kids. And I said, they're probably on the phone 2, 3, 4 hours a day. And I go, ha, 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 ha. Some of the kids are on their phones and social media 12 hours out of the day. Say it with me, screen time. They call it screen time. We got fancy names for all kinds of stuff now. Pet names for sin. We give them pet names because, you know, when you name a pet, you're going to keep it around. Don't you remember when you found a dog? You go, Dad, can we keep Fluffy? When we give it pet names, we want to keep it around. So she said, your kids are on the social media sites anywhere from 10 to 15 hours a day. And sometimes they go to bed and they're watching the phone, watching somebody else watch them. And I don't know about you, but all the 12 or 15 hours a day, I'm sure they're not on Zoom calls from the church or choir practice. So they're watching some other things that are out there in the world. Our job is just to regulate some of that and get some Jesus back in their life. Amen? And here's the deal. If they're on I'll say this. If they're on their phone or they're on their computer and then they're in their bedroom and then the door's closed, you open the door, tell them to come out, and whatever it was they were doing back there, try to do it here while I'm sitting here. Boy, that's quiet. You know why? Because you love your kids and you're the parents. I must have hit a nerve there. I'll ask you to rise on these last three scriptures. So he's telling, so I'm preaching on that, Peggy, because he told me to make the best use of my time. Make the best use of my time. God doesn't want me to be slothful with my time. Hey, God, just employ me and mail a check to my house. What kind of standard is that? That's a bad standard. That's a bad example. Just mail me the check. I want to work for the check that I get. I didn't get too many amens on that. Hard work, watch this. Hard work builds character in your life. Hard work builds character. It makes you who you are. Your dad or your uncle or your mommy or whoever it was showed you how to work and showed you not to expect anything and all these different things. And it made you who you are. You're a strong Christian today because of what your mommy and your daddy and your grandma and your grandpa or maybe even the military has taught you. You go, man, I've learned how to stand. I've learned how to be tough and I learned how to keep a nation safe. We learned how to be a police officer. I learned how to be all these wonderful things. And my mommy and my daddy taught me all these things. So I have to make the best use of my time. And just because, you can start back there, Pastor Bevo. And your job ain't done. Here's the deal. If you're a daddy or you're a grandpa, your job ain't never done here on planet Earth until God comes back to get you. I'll wait for all everybody to applaud, and then I'll preach on. I never did get that. I never could get that. I get my head around that. Like you flip off a switch, and all of a sudden you're not a daddy or you're not a grandpa anymore, and all that kind of stuff. Like, well, it's my time. Here's the deal: when you're a daddy and you're a grandpa, you ain't got no me time. And that's part about being a daddy and part about being a grandpa. He didn't call men to be babies and thumb suckers and little ninny boys. They'll run around here, guys run around here acting like they got to have some me time here. You want me to get you a blankie too? If you're a daddy and you're a grandpa, you ain't off. Your kids are watching you wherever you go. People are watching you wherever you go. Run around here like we don't know what we're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be teaching your kids and you're supposed to be teaching your grandkids what's right and what's wrong. You want something? Go out and work for it. Get yourself a dang job. I'm going to be here for a minute, so hold on. I got a little burr under my saddle this morning. I'm tired of people rewarding kids for stuff they ain't done. I don't want kids like that. I want them working hard. I want them to get their spiritual health in order. I want them to get their mind in order. I want them to get their body in order. God has given them a great gift. Don't you think we ought to help them develop it a little bit? We're in a bodybuilding camp as Christians. Ain't a bunch of ninnies. We're going to create great men and women of God. Yeah, it's going to cost them a little of their sleep. I told my daughter that it might cost you a little sleep when you're in college. You got to work hard, Dave. You got to work hard. Who cares if you didn't get enough sleep? Your boss ain't going to interview when we walk in the door. How much sleep did you get? He says, I don't care. Go to work. Oh, we all run around. Oh, well, whoo, y'all see me. This hurts, that hurts. Here, if you're a working man, everything hurts when you're a working man. Amen. Don't come up here and start that stuff at this church. It's a blue-collar church up here. Amen. There are just some things that need to be said today. And I say them all in love. I say them in love because I want the church to be better. I want God's kingdom to be better. Not to be mean, but to be righteous and be truthful. And I can't get up here and lie to you. And these are things I teach my children and my grandchildren. Because I love them and I want them to be able to stand for them. Think about this for a second. Can you send the kids that are graduating out of high school these days to anywhere America and start their own job or start and get a job someplace? These are the kids that are going to be running the country or protecting you through the army of the police forces. There are bad people out there. We need to educate these people. We need to let them know what righteousness is and what unrighteousness is. If you don't protect yourself, the enemy, he'll come in and get your stuff. He'll take it from you if you'll give it up. You need to tell the devil today, you ain't getting my goods, man. I'm too smart for that. Hallelujah. That's all this is. It's all in love. Verse 18, we'll wrap it up. And then, do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. Be filled with the Spirit. You want to be filled with something? Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Try a six-pack of Holy Ghost. It's free right here. Addressing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. And then the last one here is giving thanks always. When's the last time you really got down with God? I'm talking straight up. Close your eyes while I say this. Like you didn't even care who was next to you right now, where you just go, you know what, man, I'm down with God today. And then what'll happen, Mike, is after you do that, you'll start loving people like you've never loved people. Almost just like, you know what, dude, I'm loving everybody. And I never used to be able to love. So it starts with you here today before we take the Lord's Supper. So here's how you do it. You just go, you know what, man, when's the last time I just raised my hand and I didn't care who was next to me and I just want, God, baptize me in your love just right where you're at. You go, man, I'd love to know what real love is. I just love to know, and my bold brother, make your way down here to the altar. Set an example for everybody. Come on down right here, brother Dave. Come on down. Come on down here. I want somebody to follow Dave that's ready for God to baptize them in the love. Just keep your eyes closed. Just raise your hand right now. Just somebody, just like something a little different there today. Come on out here, Randy. Come on, brother. Come on out here. Charlie Belt, come on up here just a second. Just right where you're at, man. And all this is you like, I want to start loving people the way you love people, God. You talk about a crazy love, Mark. You're loving cats you never thought you could love before. You're like, man, I love that dude, and I used to hate his guts. Man, that's God love. You go, you're loving people that you used to not even like. You're loving people that used to rip you off. Oh, I'm going to keep saying something until I get in your stuff. I want to learn how to love people that don't even like me. You know what happens when you start doing that? Shackles fall off of you, and you ain't got no bounds or restraints anymore. I'm just running around loving cats and loving people and loving families like I've never loved before. That's what the love walk is. It's not conditional anymore. You're getting all the conditions off and go, God, I want to love like you do. Now I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for all my brothers and sisters before we get ready for the Lord's Supper. I got one more piece of business. First of all, you need to give your life to Jesus. Then you can accept the Lord's Supper today and do it with a clean heart. But I'm going to ask you something. So if you've never accepted Jesus, just invite him in. Say, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and Savior. I believe in all the work that you've done at the cross at Calvary. 2,000 years ago, your body was broken. Your blood was shed. Come and live in my heart and help me live for you. I want to be a born-again believer. I want to be born again. I want the scales to fall off my eyes. And then for the saints, here's your prayer today. I want to take the Lord's Supper today with clean hands and a pure heart. So from today to last night, whatever was going on, God, I want you to forgive me of that. Shoot your hand up, 1, 2, 3. Forgive me of that so I can receive. And if your hand's up, come on down right now. I don't know who's raising their hand. Come on down. Those who are online, just kneel down at the altar right there and you go, I don't know, whatever you did last night, whatever you said, whatever you texted, whatever, it's all good. Here's the deal, God. I'm forgetting about it. I'm laying it at your feet because when I come to the table today, I want to come with a clean hands and a pure heart. So when you walk out of here, here's what you can say to the friend, your friends in the world, there's no shame in my game. No shame in my game. I'm just coming up. I'm just laying it down. You don't have to voice it. He knows what's going on in your heart. You just go, you know what? That name that I called that person last night, that the fight or whatever it was, there's always somebody fighting right now in 2020 over Mike, just crazy stuff. They're fighting over recipes and all kinds of crazy stuff. Just fighting over stuff you shouldn't even be fighting over. There are people out there making stuff up to fight about. Why don't you let God fight your fights for once? That's what church, that's what Christianity is about, letting God fight your fight. Go, man, I can't waste my time fighting like that anymore. I got too many things going on in my life. I ain't going to argue or fight with you or carry on. What I'm going to do is when I leave here, I'm going to bless somebody. Now let's pray together. So Father God, for all my friends that are here, those who are on live stream, those who are at this service, the last service, the service last night, or the service to come, Lord God, I pray that you forgive them as they lay their stuff down at your feet, that they come to the altar as they get ready for the Lord's Supper, that they take it with clean hands and a pure heart. And we give you the glory for this day of redemption. And all God's people said amen.